In the prophecy of Shah Nimatullah Wali, there are five fundamental and important points. We mentioned one last week, and the much more important point that we will present to you this week is this. It is true that the Sufism of the perfect human in this era speaks several languages, but its origin is Iranian. The great secret is for you to know why Shah Nimatullah Wali spoke about the perfect human at this point in history. It is because the Mahdi, the master of the age, the Messiah, the Imam of the time, or whatever you want to call him, is, in this era, the Iranian perfect human. Welcome to 40, my friend. Welcome to 40, the most dangerous program in the last 700 years. Welcome to Restart. Yes, the very important point we presented to you today is this. Something you hadn't paid attention to was why, after 700 years, such a program is being broadcast, and why, after 700 years, the prophecies of Shah Nimatullah Wali regarding this era are what have been presented to you. Last week, we explained that it's impossible for Shah Nimatullah Wali to talk about other things. Shah Nimatullah Wali only speaks from the perspective of the perfect human. Now, sometimes the perfect human might be a child of Yemen, meaning born in Yemen. Sometimes he might be born in Italy. He might be French. This is a very important point, meaning in reality, this poem, which is the prophecy of Shah Nimatullah Wali, has absolutely nothing to do with the Iranian nation. It has absolutely nothing to do with the people of the world. His entire address is directly and uniformly to the Restartees, meaning to, that is where he says, the abode of good has been severely ruined, a gathering place of evil I see. It means that it has nothing. If he were going to talk about you, he would have said, I see the mosque of so-and-so being destroyed. For example, the shrine of Imam Hussein is being destroyed. Imam Hussein was famous 600 years ago. All this fighting and whatnot in the corners of Iraq, it's all known. Or if he were going to say, I see Cardinal so-and-so. No, he says very specifically, an abode of good. He is saying the place of the perfect human is destroyed, which I know it has been, meaning this line has also passed. Meaning in this era that we are now speaking in, that abode of good has been severely ruined, has also happened. It is in the past. So why does Shah Nimatullah Wali talk about the perfect human in this period of history? Because there is a secret hidden within it, and it is that the perfect human in this era is Iranian. This is an important point. That is why he talks about Iran and the right and the left. But the more important point in this regard about him being Iranian is that in the last 2016 years until now, the perfect human has only been leaked 3 times. In the last 4,000 years until now, the perfect human has been leaked 5 times. In the last 7,000 years until now, among all the perfect men who were leaked, maybe 8 perfect men, 10 perfect men were leaked. Even after Shah Nimatullah Wali, who was leaked, no one else was leaked until now. People were just living their lives, they didn't know anything and had no news at all. So the important point is that a rare event is happening in the world, meaning after 7,000 years, a rare and strange event is happening. One instance is written about in the Torah during the Jewish era, where they explained very clearly that the people had become restartees, their restart had been shaken, and then, if you'll allow me, they came to the house of a Sufi. They had found a Sufi in a country, they had realized this Sufi was connected to God, meaning they had realized that only one person in the world has a connection and communication with God. They had found the Sufi, they came to the Sufi's door and said, Sir, save us from this oppressive, tyrannical dictator. He said, I cannot save you. I am a Sufi. If something is to happen, another person must come, someone else must come, which is what happened next. The people cried. He said, tomorrow at 2, for example, in the afternoon he will come. The people went into the city, outside the city, to welcome him. A line of people all stood waiting. The beautiful one is coming. And the tyrant of that time, his intelligence organization was strong. His ministry of information was strong. He had created 2 or 3 million militia. He was very strong at that time, meaning they had very strong forces. Like Pharaoh, he was very strong. For example, Pharaoh and his ilk had spent billions of dollars of that time to keep the people in suppression. That's why the people were waiting for a Superman. 2 o'clock became 4, 4 became 5, he didn't come. It's also written in the Torah that this same old man gave everyone hell, meaning he did something that caused the billions of dollars that governments had spent at the time to go up in smoke overnight, a story I want to explain more later. In the Torah, they called them Talut and Jalut. They considered the old man to be Talut, who came in the war against Jalut, who they say was under David and later became David's equal, meaning the commander, as friends would say, his Shu'aib Khorasani, that is his Sayyid Khorasani role, essentially became David at that time, who later became David the prophet. Let me explain a few points here. It's a bit important. Dear friends, because the restart program is not mine, whatever is said in it, I might say something different in a program like Shoskul Plus, or for example in Shabkizan. In Shabkizan, Hossein's opinion is that all religions are good, one must respect them, and so on. In Restart, it's not like that at all. In Restart, all religions are good, you must respect them all, but they have no path to God. In this program, I am directly explaining that it's not at all how you think, that, for instance, so-and-so is a Christian, so-and-so is a Muslim, so-and-so is a Baha'i, so-and-so is, I don't know, a Jew. Do you know what a shop means? It means you can go in, register, and come out. You can't. A shop, Restart is not a shop. Meaning, for anyone who is involved with Restart, your first question should be, sir, Restart isn't a religion. That the only religion is Restart. That it must be, Restart is not a religion. The reason is, ask him. Say, sir, you want to become a Baha'i now? 7 minutes later, you're a Baha'i. Number 7 days later, number 20 days later, you want to become a Christian? 7 minutes later, you're a Christian. Number 70 minutes later, number 7 days later, you want to become a Zoroastrian? Very easy. Number 70 days later, meaning you can go and become a Zoroastrian, but you cannot enter into Sufism and mysticism. You simply cannot become a Restartee and think that a shop is open here. In Restart, to understand the perfect human, you have to work your ass off to get him. If it were that easy to enter, you and I, it would become a messed up religion. For religion, you know, you see a rabbi, you see some whatever it is, you read 4 books of I don't know what Baha'i, you read 2 books of Shia and Sunni Muslim, you see 4 idiot people, you come to a general conclusion, and then you enter, and tomorrow morning you become a Baha'i, you become a Muslim, you become a Christian, you become a Zoroastrian. In Restart, it's not like that at all. In Restart, you wake up early in the mornings crying, at 5 in the morning, and suddenly you see a month later, 2 months later, 6 months later, the perfect human comes to you through the wall. Or if you are very fearful like me and you, he must come directly into your dream and say it. It's not like you can go somewhere and find it. You have to sit and find it yourself. It's very hard. The hardest way to find a religion is this. So Sufism and mysticism don't have a shop. Now, with the valley of self-sufficiency that I will explain, you will realize the rest of the religions in the world are shops. You can easily enter, and you can easily read their books. These idiot people now, honestly to God, which Muslim understands anything? Really, just like we said in the program, which Baha'i understands anything? By God, no one understands a thing. Which Jew understands anything? If they had understood by now, they would have understood. So the difference between Restart and all religions is that Restart tells you within yourself, meaning you have to look inside at this cart of yours for love to come. It must come through the wall. It must come in like the sun. And it must, if you are very fearful, come in a dream and say, it is I. It can't just happen. It's not some strange registration that you first find the perfect human and then come and talk. Find him. Now I want to finish with Shah Nimatulawali to a certain extent. And then, after episode 100, we will explain the last part about Shah Nimatulawali. You see, as I told you last time, let's not be in such a hurry. For Hosseini's sake, don't rush. It took 700 years. 20 years ago, we were all crying that Restart wasn't being broadcast, and it has taken 700 years for this program to be bestowed upon you and me. So we've waited 30, 40 years, I know. I will officially announce that on such and such a date, such and such will happen. I told you the episode 100 and beyond program. Now let's wait another 3 or 4 months. Restart itself will specify it for you in time. Without you or I wanting it, this event will happen. Okay. The abode of good has been severely ruined. A gathering place of evil, I see. The garden of the world, I see, worthless and fruitless. So who is he talking to here? He is talking to the restartees. In this era, the restartees, meaning you, the newcomer, have entered a quest. You are listening to find the perfect human. You become part of it too, but right now you are hearing it. But in reality, he is talking to the people of the perfect human's era. He says, sir, the situation will become dire. Don't be upset. They will, your temple, throughout history, we haven't had the house of the perfect human be destroyed. One time there was a perfect human, Muhammad ibn Abdullah, that Abraha came to destroy. They struck with the elephant and they were killed. This statement has historical validity. It's historical. It's written in history that a group came to destroy the house of Mecca and they got lost in the desert. It's historical. So remember, throughout history, the shrines of the perfect man have never been destroyed. And for this reason, he says it will happen. Meaning it hasn't happened until now. Because you thought a dove would come from above, some bread and cheese would arrive, or you thought this way. Right now, the abode of good for Muslims is Imam Hussein. For the, I don't know, Baha'is, it's someplace in Israel. For the, I don't know, Jews, it's someplace. For the Christians, I don't know, near the Pope, I don't know, someplace. Or they see their churches. He didn't say 10,000 churches have been destroyed, 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 destroyed. It wasn't important. So this event is being told to the restartees, those who know the perfect human and know the Sufi. O people of Sufism and mysticism, the abode of good has been severely ruined. A gathering place of evil I see. The filth will take over your place. This is not security. If you want security for yourself, for a moment, wear the fat of the mountains, seek refuge, and contentment in a corner, I see as the choice for now. He says, O people of Sufism and mysticism, you who know the perfect human, know that you must be content, become companions, and be of one heart. Meaning united, this solid rock, you must stand behind each other in defense, strong, and be very careful and be content. Your financial situation will become dire. The era is one where you will also suffer great hardship. It's true that you, those who understand restart, generally do not die in poverty. They don't become wretched at all. Generally, those who understand restart cannot become a torturer at Evin prison. They simply can't. It's absolutely impossible for a person who understands restart unless they have left restart. Mr. Hosseini, excuse me, is it possible to enter and then leave? Yes. When you know the perfect human now, if the perfect human dies right now and the next perfect human comes and you don't recognize him, you have left restart and now you have to find him again. Generally, those who have found, because they know the Sufis, they follow the Sufis and find them for this reason. So when do you leave restart? You leave when, if the perfect human is dying every second. Every breath that is inhaled is a prolonger of life, and when it is exhaled, it is a source of joy for the essence. The perfect human is actually forced to die every second, which is also very important, and we want to talk about it later. He turns to the restartees and says, although I see all these sorrows, the joy of the Comforter I see. Don't be sad. I know that in the era of the perfect human, the people, these idiots will go. I know that in the era of the perfect human, the people, the idiot people, the idiots, go to some grave somewhere. I know you are enduring these hardships. Though I see all these sorrows, the joy of the comforter I see. Grieve not, for in this turmoil, the delight of union with the beloved I see. This is a very important point. He says, don't grieve, for after these turmoils that arise, the delight of union with the beloved I see. Meaning, after a long, long time in history, if it has happened 10 times, the 10th time it happens is in the history that Hosseini broadcasts in Restart, the perfect human gets leaked. It is very strange for you to know. That's why the prophecies are so strange. It's not important whether 100,000 people die or not. 100 years ago, 7 billion died, 6.5 billion died. It wasn't so important that, anyway, we all die. It wasn't important that, what is important is that we will certainly die. The emphasis of Shah Nimatullah Wali in this poem is that one more time the perfect human gets leaked, his secrets are revealed. After this year and a few more, a world like a beautiful painting I see. When the 5th winter passes, a joyous 6th spring I see. 5 winters from that date. Look, before this he said, after this year and a few more. This line, after this year and a few more, you have to go and see the abode of good that was destroyed, because this after this year and a few more shows that in some previous verses, a date, for example, it might have been 10 years, it might have been 20 years, it might have been 5 years. This few more years that he added is to tell you, so, sir, look at that abode, it's been a little while, look at these problems. After that date, meaning a date, now some also say, look, for example, some say 13, 13, 13, 3 13s in a row. It's strange, for example, or for instance, if you'll allow me, that, for example, the year so-and-so, the number 13, they say, is very, they say these things. For example, in Freemasonry, after them, they also have something like a perfect human. They have this kind of perspective that then that spring falls to the 13 people who are subordinates to that king, meaning they themselves say they have something like a perfect human. For 319, an Iranian becomes 117 and 13. Well, 5 years later, 60 years later, 60 years later at all, 396. Now, these are all things being said, but that an event is supposed to happen on this date, meaning within this 1 year, around this time, a year and a half, a great and strange event will happen. Let's not doubt that something is going to happen. Now, the why, the next secret that I want to reveal to you next week, I will reveal why. We understood today that this event will happen. The task is clear. Okay, he says, when the 5th winter passes, a joyous 6th spring I see. The deputy of the Mahdi will become apparent. Nay, I see him apparent. The Honorable Mahdi is not a Muslim. Mahdi means Messiah. Mahdi means the guide. Mahdi means the Imam of the time. Anyone who does not know their Imam of the time has died in ignorance like an idiot. The Imam of the time is this very Mahdi. Mahdi means prophet, means Nabi, meaning the only one who has a connection with God. He says, the deputy of the Mahdi will become apparent. Nay, I see him apparent. Meaning he is explaining clearly that something will happen, that for the first time something is going to happen for the perfect human to be leaked. A king of complete wisdom, a dignified leader I see. Wherever he turns, by the grace of God, his enemy I see humbled. He says a new king will come who is connected to the Mahdi. The Islamic Republic folks on the internet and such, they come and paste this part onwards. For example, to the beginning of the revolution, this entire poem 57, I've said it twice, pertains to right now. All of it is in this state. It has nothing to do with the past. He says a king will come who is connected to the perfect human. A king will come who is of Sufism, meaning the country of Iran will turn to Sufism, to mysticism, meaning a king will come who is a subordinate of a perfect human. He is a wise person too. This is also logical, because if the perfect human picks up a ridiculous dry stick, he recites over it and it becomes a dragon. We explained this last time in the previous program too. Another Moses lets it go, it's a dragon. Even if it's for this idiot person, he takes him, makes him wise, and a scientist and a professor makes him everything. A king of complete wisdom, a dignified leader, I see. This person is a subordinate of the perfect human and will lead Iran towards Sufism and mysticism, and Iran will experience a great shake-up. Wherever he goes, he has no enemy shmenemy, meaning he breaks through and moves forward. The servants of His Highness, I see them all as crown bearers. He says the Sufism of Iran. Iran becomes like a Sufi kingdom, and all those who are under this king or under this person who is from the perfect human are as if they wear crowns, as if they themselves are magnificent figures in the world. Even his servants, meaning even the servants who are under this king, are all crown bearers. It's very interesting. He is saying a very deep point. The servants of His Highness, I see them all as crown bearers, meaning we have to go into the valleys of the Sufis, meaning one time Cyrus was a Sufi, he became king. Solomon was the only Sufi who became king, meaning you should know that throughout history we have had some Sufis who became kings. Now some people like Reza Shah, like for example, if you'll allow me, Shah Ismail I of the Safavids, these were subordinates of a Sufi. They themselves were not Sufis. The Sufi subordinate of the perfect human, meaning Sheikh Safi ad-Din Ardabili, was a Sufi. And for this reason, Shah Ismail Fine of the Safavids, as a subordinate of such a person, entered into the kingship of Iran, who then threw out the Arabs of that period and unified Iran and announced that restart should be broadcast. The people then finally understood restart, and later they named it Shia, meaning they distorted restart again. So in general, restart is broadcast. Then another religion after, for example, another 100 years, an era, they also say. So we conclude that the perfect human of the last era was at the same time Shah Nimatullah Wali spoke. Then people come screaming and shouting for the Imam of the time. Now they are cheering, a dove comes from above and a religion is created. They publish books, the publishers read, they publish books, just so you know. So Sufism happened in that historical period. Okay. The servants of His Highness, I see them all as crown bearers for 40 years, oh my brother. I see the era of that sovereign, meaning this person who is supposed to come and make Iran into a land of Sufism and create this Iranian empire in Sufism. When it becomes the Iranian empire, it means it is now the empire of Sufism, meaning many other countries will return to Iran. Now, sir, excuse me, the Treaty of Turkmenchay. When its people believe in Sufism, borders are for idiots. There is no border at all. Did anyone have borders in the old days? Whoever went, wanted, came, went, came. There are no borders. These borders are agreements. Agreements that two idiot presidents made with each other, sent their people to their deaths against each other, and next time made another agreement. Just so you know, because you like to know. The agreement is completely up in the air. What is the whole point? Send it. What is this agreement? It doesn't exist. The country of Sufism is created, and for 40 years this person rules over the Iran of Sufism, a monarchy. He rules. Monarchy here has two specific definitions. One is that all, for example, Shah Nimatullah Wali, meaning he is a king, but at that time Amir Timur the Lame was also around. He, Amir Timur, was also playing king and sultan for himself. This has another definition. Now, I am supposed to explain it in the episode 100 and beyond program, not now. His era for 40 years, oh my brother, I see the era of that sovereign. When his era as king is complete in his work, I see his son as a legacy. So it's clear that this king, many people attach this part to the period of the early revolution. They put it on the internet. When I say many people did, I mean more than like 8,000 websites did. meaning the Islamic Republic has spent millions of dollars on this because they knew it would happen, to distort all of it. So some people were very upset with the killing of Ahmad. Mustafa Khomeini died, was killed, then Ahmad was also killed. So his son cannot be the legacy, meaning he has no son now to be a legacy. This messed up the whole structure. One of the reasons the intelligence organization fell apart at that time was this, that they were saying, "Sir, we went through all this trouble to tell people that this verse from here to this, we didn't spend all this money for. When his era as king is complete in his work, I see his son as a legacy. The king and imam of the seven climes, a king of high lineage I see. He is telling the restartees that after him the rule will fall to a Sufi, he will be the imam. We've again attached this definition of imam to Islam. Islam doesn't even have an imam. Imam in the Sunni context means leader, means in front. It has existed under different names. Just as friends were saying that in Islam, in prayer, you always recite the Alhamd, the Hamd. No, many Christians also have a verse that they must recite every day. Similar to, it doesn't have the mental, similar to imam. No. By imam, he means the perfect human, means the Mahdi, means the guide, means the imam of the time. After him, he himself will be the imam, who I see as the tamer of the world. From here on, we must go. Later, he will become beloved. As much as we can explain, we will explain more in this episode 100 and beyond program. But we move on to the valley of self-sufficiency, a very strange valley in Attar's Mantiku Tyre. This beautiful Sufi, truly strange, as you know, Rumi says, of the seven valleys and seven cities of love. We are still on the bend of a single alley, meaning after Attar and before Attar, there was no Sufi who could pass these seven valleys in this way, meaning the form of this sevenfold valley of Attar is specific to Attar himself. If someone now publishes a book, published a book 200 years ago, published a book 400 years ago that mentioned the name Seven Valleys, this person is an idiot, meaning Rumi says we are in a bend of an alley. He doesn't say we are one alley. In contrast to Attar city, he says we are in a bend, meaning we are at the corner. We are totally the bend of an alley, meaning me and you and all people. So the Book of Seven Valleys means Attar. Any other name you see, it's totally fake, meaning it's plagiarism, a lie. Behind it is betrayal and lies and so on. It belongs to Attar. It doesn't belong to anyone else at all. The Sufi's personality, their very self, is a finger. What do you call it? You take it to the police say shut up. It's impossible for Attar's, our finger, to be the same as Attar's. Attar's finger, the seven cities of love, is the seven valleys. Attar cannot take someone else's finger. This was a very important point I'm explaining because some of these rituals and, I don't know, religions and some people and so on, ask me questions that I have been scheduled to explain in order that Attar, the seven valleys, the seven cities belong to Attar. If you'll allow me, the point I must explain is that I will start the valley of self-sufficiency with a story. It has a verse that I will read for you. Here it says in it, there is no claim and no meaning either. Look, I'm reciting the poem so you know. If from the fish in nothingness it went to the moon, the leg of a lame ant was lost in the bottom of a well. If both worlds became one, they are nothing at all, a grain of sand on the earth it seems not even to be. He says you reach a level where the universe of existence and the 18,000 worlds and everything, you come to the conclusion that if we throw this entire universe of existence into a trash can, it's as if we threw a single grain of sand into the trash can, meaning there you realize that the entire universe is a grain of sand, a drop in an ocean. The whole poem is this. If there remains of demon and of man no trace, let it pass like a single drop of rain. He says, if all the people of the world die and all the demons die and whatever you think of dies and goes up in smoke, it's as if a single drop has moved. The valley is a very strange valley. If you spill all these bodies onto the dirt, a single animal's hair, there would be no concern. He says if all the bodies of humans and non-humans, he says all the creatures on planet Earth all die, it's as if you plucked a single hair from a bear, for example, a cat, a single hair. Right now, if a cat loses a bunch of its hair, does anything happen? It loses 30 hairs every day. The world has nothing at all. That's why I say some stories that exist from the mystics, for example, Attar and even Tazkiratul Awliya, and if you'll allow me, Kashkul of Sheikh Bahai and so on, their stories are very deep and strange. Meaning the story isn't like Rumi himself. Now, I will probably read two or three of his verses next week. Rumi himself says that anyone who thinks they understand the Masnavi of Rumi, just take them to the asylum, because they really think they understand. That's all it is. Whoever thinks they understand something, take them to the asylum, because they think they understand something, and it's as if they've published a book that they themselves were able to understand, and it's clear. If you'll allow me, they say that there was an oppressive and very tyrannical king and so on. I want to explain the valley of self-sufficiency. He was a very dictatorial and strange and weird person. One day they say, Your Majesty, we found a Sufi, and so on. He says, What is a Sufi? They say, This way, Restart has a few Sufis, one perfect human who is a Sufi, and so on. Then he says, But in every era, the Qaim exists, meaning the Mahdi is here now, the Messiah is also here now. Your Majesty, oh, what fascinating words, bring one of them. He says, Your Majesty, we only found one in total. What do you mean? Bring one of them. He says, Your Majesty, bring him, bring that same one. He comes and the king shows great respect, sits beside them, these words and so on, and comes to the door and has them seated. Then the Sufi, a Sufi is someone on the path of the perfect human, not the perfect human himself, says, Why did you bring me? He says, Your Majesty, we have heard there is a valley called the Valley of Self-Sufficiency and Quest, and I don't know, we have heard of these. He said, Well, yes. He said, Could you explain this valley of self-sufficiency to us? When you say self-sufficiency, it means the source of connection. Let me tell you a letter I didn't read for you last time, that we do not debase the honor of poverty and contentment even for Reza Shah. You had heard this? I want to tell you its explanation. Its explanation is very important. The king says, Sir, we have heard you have self-sufficiency. He said, Yes. To some extent, can one understand what this self-sufficiency is, that you don't need money and support, you don't go to the doctor, you don't go to so-and-so. He said, Do you want to see the valley of self-sufficiency or know it? He said, What's the difference? He said, Do you want, or do you want to seek and need it like Hosseini? He said, No, we don't want to be like Hosseini, we want to understand. He said, Okay, then understand. I baked this sweet yesterday for you, please have some. He said, Certainly, thank you. As a gesture of miracles. In the old days, I don't know what we used to eat. We'd swallow someone's saliva, we'd eat it. He said, Have some. Have this. And now we've also seen the movie The Matrix, where the old lady gives the fresh biscuit. We've seen that too. He said, Now you eat this, and we will make you understand self-sufficiency. He said, All right. He ate the biscuit. He said, Well, make me understand. He said, No, tomorrow at 2 o'clock, tell your army and also your Ministry of Information to come and bring me bound. He said, Meaning no? He said, To understand it, allow them to bring me bound tomorrow afternoon. You will understand that I must be brought for you to understand self-sufficiency. You won't understand it this way. I must be brought with a beating. He said, Is that how it is? He said, Is that okay? He said, No, for you to understand. He said, All right, yes. At night his stomach started to hurt. No matter how much he went, excuse me now, to go to the bathroom, he couldn't do anything. And kings eat well for dinner. He eats well. He woke up at 2, nothing. It became 3, nothing. 4, nothing. 5, nothing. He got a stomach ache, an ache in his gut, He kept going to try to do something. It didn't work. It was blocked. Constipation, for example. I can say it scientifically so no one gets offended. 7 in the morning, nothing. 8, nothing. 9, nothing. 10, still nothing. He said, sir, go and bring that fellow bound. They went in the morning and brought the fellow. He said, sir, what did you give us to eat, buddy? We can't do anything at all. And so on. He said, oh. He said, then I will be at your service the day after tomorrow. The valley of self-sufficiency isn't something you understand in 24 hours. If you allow it, let it take 48 hours, you will understand it well. Sir, man, my turn. Let's see what you're saying. Are you kidding me? We are a king. We are the I don't know what of the 7 climes. We have a ministry of information. We have all these websites. Are you joking now, you jerk? He said, strange. Allow me the day after tomorrow. He said, no. This man, look, I can, if I die, if you want to kill me, what is it? You will be killed too, you fool. I'm saying the day after tomorrow. Sir, 3 days later, he was crying. Nothing. He was destroyed. He came. The Sufi himself came. He said, sir, I am... His voice wouldn't come out. He took a piece of paper, said, you will write down half your wealth from top to bottom here, sign it over to us, we will... open it. The Sufi said, if you permit, it will take 2 or 3 days. Your treasury is in the billions. You have a lot of money and income. We don't know right now how much money the Astani Quds Razavi has. We don't know right now. Should we check everything and say? He said, no need. Wherever you want, just take half. He said, I'll take this beautiful girl too. He said, take her, take her, take her. There was one most beautiful one there too, the Huris around her. He signed half and, after the Sufi left, 10 minutes later, half an hour later, in short, things got moving and he went and so on and happy and cheerful and ate a cello and 20 hours of dinner and so on and said, let's go bring this one. They said, who? They said, let's go bring the Sufi. Sir, they brought the judge too. They said, let's bring Mr. Sadegh Larijani too. They brought him too. They said, Sharudi is old. He said, let's bring him too. They brought him and seated him and said that. Just then, Larijani said, yes, your majesty, you were sick. He came and took half by force. We will return it. They came, they brought the verdict. The ruler also sat. They brought the Sufi too. The Sufi said, understand. He said, Mr., why did you take half from us? During this time, we were not in our right mind. We had a health problem. You tricked us. He said, you want to take back half? He said, yes. He said, allow me to take it back the day after tomorrow. He said, why? He said, the day after tomorrow. Because the valley of self-sufficiency isn't solved in 48 hours. It takes 96 hours. Do you permit us, Sadegh Lari, Sadegh Ju, do you permit us to come to your service the day after tomorrow? Larijani looked at his mother and looked at his big brother and said, we are very strong. With whom? Where? He can't escape. Okay, bring him. Let him come the day after tomorrow. The king also said, all right, sir, the day after tomorrow. That night the king ate. He saw he had to keep going to the bathroom. He ate one meal, sir. Until the morning he went to the bathroom every hour. This time, instead of constipation, he had gotten diarrhea. The kind of diarrhea, you know, diarrhea. He went to the bathroom again. Sir, why am I going to the bathroom so much? So much bathroom, so much bathroom. He went to the bathroom. Sir, bathroom, bathroom, 2 o'clock bathroom, 3 bathroom, 4 bathroom, 5 bathroom. In short, a day and a half passed. They sent the fool, he told the bodyguards. Yes, he said, go bring this Sufi. They said he was brought bound. He said, well, sir, twice we brought him bound for him to understand what? He said, yeah, we became like this. In short, he said, you have to sign over the other half of your wealth too, buddy, so we can close it. He said, buddy, you open it and take half, you close it and take half. He said, this is self-sufficiency, buddy, in its entirety. There is a very important point in this story, meaning you understand the entire kingdom of two worlds and so on in one word. That a single animal's hair, there would be no concern. You're sitting there making a fuss for yourself. Know that this power of the valley of self-sufficiency has very important messages in it, and it's very deep. and the whole world is a drop, is an atom, is a tiny little thing. If you want to understand the value of self-sufficiency, it's hard. If you want to know it, to make a fuss like Hosseini, it's different. Okay, I think that we must. We are closing this small conclusion about Shah Nimatullah Wali, because after episode 100, we are forced to go to the last part about Shah Nimatullah Wali. Even if we don't want to go, restart itself is taking us into time. Restart was a void that was a big bang that is itself producing time. That's why I say don't worry too much about time. I love you too. For me, it's not mine to want to add something. Things that you would like will happen in it. Your job is to promote this program and give it to others to listen. So these words of Shah Nimatullah Wali are for those who are of Sufism and mysticism and know this beautiful dear one, that the Sufism which you understood today is Iranian. They know this now. He is only talking to them. If others don't want anything to happen to them, then restart must be broadcast, which shakes the core of the heart. Just as many Basijis are truly being shaken. Really, the sessions. Now, I don't want to say the kids here that you know them and so on. They hold meeting sessions, for example, 50 people, 40 people sit and talk. Sir, the heart is shaken. The heart, the hand is not the issue, that you were able to give people something with superstitions and you can't pull it out. No, it's not like that. That's why this is your job. It has become clear. You were also lucky that Restart was broadcast. God did you a favor. You are also Iranian. I don't know what else to say. For getting on this ship, I can't do a damn thing for you to get on or not. Don't be upset that I'm telling you this. It's very bad. Even Sufis can't save their own child in Restart. Meaning if your dad is a Sufi, what benefit do you get from your father's grace? You will get no benefit from your father's grace, because you too must get up at 4 o'clock and cry, even if your father is a Sufi. He can never save you. My beautiful one, a Sufi cannot save his child. Noah's son sat with the wicked. The legacy of his prophethood was lost. I hope that all of us, both me and you, appreciate this rare event that has happened in the universe. And this time a beautiful Iranian has turned his face to you, that we don't do something to make him leave and we hold on to him tight. Until the next program, farewell.